Title: FCC announces $200 million telehealth fund in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Content: On April 2, 2020, the FCC announced plans for a $200 million COVID-19 telehealth program, the program, to support healthcare providers responding to the pandemic. FCC 20-44. The program will use funds allocated by the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, CARES, Act to provide broadband connectivity services and devices that will improve and expand current telehealth capabilities in areas hit hardest by the virus. In addition to addressing the immediate needs of the COVID-19 pandemic, the FCC also established the more long-term $100 million Connected Care Pilot Program, the pilot program. The three-year pilot program is intended to help establish and improve telehealth services for low-income and veteran patients. Both before and during the COVID-19 pandemic, healthcare providers have faced barriers to delivering effective telehealth services, including, among others, costs of implementation and data usage, access to broadband internet services for low-income and otherwise vulnerable patients, and other connectivity issues. In light of the COVID-19 pandemic, the program and pilot program have been put in place to try to alleviate these barriers. While the program and pilot program are a step in the right direction, there are a number of open questions and uncertainties surrounding both the program and the pilot program. The FCC has not released copies of the applications for either the program or the pilot program. This article focuses on eligibility and application requirements for healthcare providers under the program and pilot program, and highlights certain of the questions and uncertainties that exist with each program. The program is intended to provide funding to healthcare providers to purchase telecommunications services, information services, and monitoring devices necessary to enable provision of connected care services related to the pandemic on a temporary basis. Selected providers are generally expected to receive no more than $1 million each. While the FCC has not yet established an application process, the program is intended to address the urgency of the pandemic and necessity of services. Once ready, the FCC will select applications on a rolling basis until funding is exhausted. This means that funding will be on a first-come, first-served basis. While applicants are encouraged to target proposed services to high-risk and vulnerable patients, the program does not impose specific patient, condition, or geographic requirements. Further, the program is not restricted to treatment of COVID-19 patients, but can be used to promote social distancing and other protective measure or remotely treat other conditions in order to free up more physical resources for COVID-19 treatment. Eligible healthcare providers under the program. The program is limited to non-profit and public healthcare providers falling within the categories of healthcare providers in 47 U.S.C. Section 254, H. 7b. Post-secondary educational institutions offering healthcare instruction, teaching hospitals and medical schools, community health centers or health centers providing healthcare to migrants, local health departments or agencies, community mental health centers, not-for-profit hospitals, rural health clinics, skilled nursing facilities, or consortia of healthcare providers consisting of one or more entities falling into the first seven categories. Healthcare providers must be deemed eligible by the Universal Service Administrative Company, USAC. Healthcare providers that have not already been deemed eligible under other FCC programs can obtain an eligibility determination by filing FCC Form 460 with the USAC. However, providers submitting new eligibility forms may still apply to the program while their USAC determinations are still pending. Form 460 requires basic information about the healthcare providers, including a brief explanation of why the provider is eligible under the statute. Application process and requirements. While the program application is not yet available, on April 8, 2020, the Wireline Competition Bureau published additional guidance as to how healthcare providers can best ready themselves for filing. D20-394. In addition to initiating an eligibility determination with USAC, potential applicants should also obtain an FCC registration number, FRN, and register with the